Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As night falls, temperatures across Israel are mild, perfect for an evening stroll. Tel Aviv remains warm, while Jerusalem experiences cooler breezes. A pleasant evening for all. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF confirms Ramat David Air Base was hit by Iranian missile fire earlier this hour, as reported by Ynet. There were no casualties. Also, Turkish President Erdogan states that Israel's strikes on Lebanon and Syria threaten Turkey. This comes from the Times of Israel, reporting an hour ago. Also this hour, Iran launched ballistic missiles at Israel, escalating regional tensions, according to JNS. Separately, President Herzog extends a hand of peace to Lebanon from the northern border, warning of Hezbollah's influence. This was reported by I-24 News 3 hours ago. And finally, Israel strikes Iranian military targets after an Iranian missile attack, marking a new phase in the conflict. Axios reported this from earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Open-source intelligence analyst OSINT613 reports just minutes ago that the IAEA Board of Governors passed a resolution urging Iran to disclose all enriched uranium stocks and allow full verification. Axis. Additionally, Visegrad 24 mentions anti-migration riots occurring in Northern Ireland, posting moments ago. Furthermore, Memory reports that Samidun coordinator Charlotte Cates accepted an award in Tehran, claiming that Palestinian resistance has exposed Israel's vulnerabilities. This was shared just minutes ago. Let's go deeper. Starting with the IDF confirmation, the Ramat David Air Base suffered a hit from Iranian missile fire. Satellite images suggest the base was targeted during the launch. The IDF is investigating the incident. This development underscores the ongoing threats Israel faces from regional adversaries. Turning to Erdogan's statement, the Turkish president accuses Israel of destabilizing the Middle East with its actions in Lebanon and Syria. He warns of creating discord in Cyprus. The Times of Israel reports that this could strain Turkey's diplomatic relations with Israel further. Meanwhile, Iran's launch of ballistic missiles at Israel earlier today escalates tensions. JNS notes this move could provoke further military responses from Israel, affecting regional stability. On the diplomatic front, President Herzog's gesture of peace toward Lebanon comes amid increasing Hezbollah influence in the region. As reported by I-24 News, Herzog's comments aim to highlight Israel's readiness for dialogue, despite rising tensions. That strike on Iranian targets by Israel follows the earlier missile attack from Iran. Axios highlights this as the first reported Israeli strike on Iran since the ceasefire on April 8. This action signals a significant escalation in the ongoing conflict, with potential implications for broader regional security. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports that TSG has presented a new drone defense system in Berlin. It aims to counter UAV swarms and low-altitude threats and is under consideration by the IDF and NATO. Separately, Globes reveals that Israeli startup Arion Security raised $25 million. Their cloud security platform offers added value for organizations undergoing cloud migrations and mergers. And finally, CTech reports that Sayera has raised $600 million at a $12 billion valuation. This cybersecurity firm is addressing the growing gap between AI adoption and enterprise control. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Wednesday. Our next update is at 7 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.